This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, farming is an industry that survives via succession. The participation of multiple generations is what's needed to keep a farm operating for years to come. Beyond the farm, there are so many ag-related fields that offer support to farming operations each day. Ag finance, agronomy, animal sciences, and conservation are just a few of the hundreds of opportunities available. It's an ever-evolving field, figuratively and literally. And that's where Northeast Iowa Community College comes in. We'll talk with them about their programs in animal sciences and agriculture, and also find out about their operational dairy right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The Agriculture Sciences Department at Northeast Iowa Community College is preparing students for fields in agriculture by offering several two-year programs to help set students up for success. They've been sharing that story this year at the World Dairy Expo in Wisconsin, and Craig Hendrickson tells us about the school.
So yeah, we're a small community college in Kalmar, Iowa, and we have a lot of exciting things going on at animal science and agriculture departments. Currently, we are expanding our dairy to include a third Lele A5 robot. We're also in the midst of doing some research with cover crops and whatnot, and we're really excited that this is also our first year with reaccreditation for our vet tech program. I think what's exciting about a career in agriculture is there's so many opportunities for students of different backgrounds. They don't necessarily have to grow up on a farm. Just have an interest in agriculture, and that will help propel them. And with a two-year degree from NICC, you know, they can really advance their careers and see a long career in any ag industry.
At the World Dairy Expo in Wisconsin, Hendrickson talks about the state-of-the-art 200-cow dairy parlor and how they're upgrading it for the future.
Yep, so the dairy is, we're milking right about 200 Holsteins. We just, went through an update in our two Lele robots. We went from the A4 to the A5s. They were 10 years old, and just like any technology that gets outdated. So we've updated our two robots, and then we're actually in the midst right now of building a third robot room so we can add a third robot and milk all 200 cows in one barn with robotics, and eventually we'll close the conventional parlor down.
Northeast Iowa Community College is also incorporating a cover crop program into their land to get the most biodiversity while being able to produce plenty of feed for the dairy herd.
We're doing a unique no-till cover crop program rotation. We're chopping corn silage and whatnot, but we're also no-drill planting, a winter mix, a cocktail, so to speak, of different legumes and whatnot, so that to produce for us a tonnage of feed, but also quality feed and high digestibility of our feeds for our dairy cows.
You can learn more about Northeast Iowa Community College's Ag Sciences programs by visiting their website through a link on ours at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.